piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. One thing we've never talked about on this show, and I have no idea why, is candy.
I know, and there's so many home candy makers.
Candy's food.
I don't make much candy. I've done fudge.
Yeah.
I like the whole process. Melting chocolate and cooking it with sugar until it reaches a particular temperature and then letting it cool to a certain temperature and then beating it up.
What's your favorite fudge?
Chocolate fudge.
Well, everybody likes chocolate
fudge.
Is there a particular kind of chocolate fudge that you like?
No.
Put nuts in it and stuff like that?
I don't want nuts in my fudge.
Or raisins?
No.
No fruits?
No, just chocolate.
Double chocolate?
I want it thick. I want it about
dark
an inch
chocolate.
Thick. There are many ways of doing it. There are foolproof fudges where you can melt marshmallow cream with the chocolate and all that. And you don't have to think about boiling to a particular temperature or anything like that. You boil it until the chocolate is melted, the sugar is smooth, and then you pour it into a pan and you let it set, and then you can cut it up into squares.
But
that's kind of cheating.
You're talking about the process of boiling and stuff. Temperature is a key thing in candy, isn't
it? It is very important in candy making. If you're at altitude, like we are, you have to pay attention to that. If you're reading a recipe for sea level, for example, and they say to boil to 238 degrees Fahrenheit, for example, well, that's fine for sea level. If you're 500 feet above sea level, you should boil it to 237 degrees. If you're 1,000 feet above sea level, you knock 2 degrees off 238 degrees, 236 degrees. By the time you get to 4,000 feet, that's 8 degrees that you have to
knock off.
So instead of boiling it to 238 degrees, you boil it to 230. If you cooked it to 238, it would be too hard.
So it really is important.
Very important.
When you're using that
You have to have a candy thermometer.
You have to be aware of where you are.
Now, if you're really expert, you can actually test the firmness of the candy by taking a spoonful of it. You say you think it's at the softball stage, and the bubbles tend to get a little bit bigger. And you would take a spoonful of sugar syrup, and you put it into a glass of cold water. And then you reach in with your hand, and you feel it's a ball, and it feels soft. Then it's the right temperature. And then you take your pan off the heat. I've never gotten to be able to be very good at that, John. So I always am using a candy thermometer.
The candy thermometer when you want to get to the candy stage.
Yes, and this is true for any candy that you're making that has to be cooked to a particular temperature.
When we were talking about this, we're always talking about sugar. What we're doing is we're cooking some kind of sugar-based thing, which is mainly sugar. That's what candy is.
It's made from sugar, and we just learned recently that caramelization is an important part of candy making, and that so much of what I learned about sugar and what Harold McGee, who is really the expert food chemist, he said that everything he's learned about sugar has been wrong.
It's all wrong.
It's all wrong. And the idea is if I'm making caramel, I will put white sugar into a skillet.
Right.
And I will turn the heat to medium, and I won't
just
move anything. I will leave it there probably for 10 minutes, and then I'll shake the pan occasionally, and I can see what looks like the sugar is melting.
Yeah.
And it will be a colorless liquid. Then I'll stir it up, and as it's on the heat for a longer period of time, all the sugar will melt, and it'll become nice and brown. It'll become this lovely free-flowing liquid, and I will have a caramel.
Yeah.
And if I cook it to a really dark point, then I'll have a caramel with flavor. If you don't cook a caramel long enough, it may look brown, but it will have no taste.
Yeah,
so
no
you have to get it to a particular taste.
You have to have
So then what he says is, as it turns out, strictly speaking, sugar doesn't actually melt.
So it's all wrong.
And it can caramelize while it's still solid. He cites Shelley Schmidt, a chemist, and her colleagues at the University of Illinois in studies published just in 2012. And he says it's dismaying to think that so many could be so wrong for so long about such a basic ingredient and process, but it's also a rare opportunity to rethink the possibilities of the basic. Professor Schmidt tried to nail down the precise melting point of sucrose, that's table sugar. They say that the melting point of a substance is the temperature at which it turns from a solid into a liquid while maintaining its chemical identity. But sugar doesn't have a true melting point.
Yes, there's too many other things involved.
Also, if you start the caramelization, let's say you put sugar into a skillet, and you start it at a low heat, you find that it will actually turn into caramel at about 290 degrees. But if you put sugar at a high heat, it won't caramelize until 380 degrees. So sugar is complex.
Well, you seem to be a master of it, because the other day when I was over at the house, you had finished a photo shoot of your new book, Soufflés, and you had a praline soufflé.
Yes, and what that was that I had made a caramel in my regular way, and then when it was ready, I added some almonds, and I poured it out onto a marble surface, and then when it was completely cool, I broke it up and put it in the processor and turned it into a powder, and that's a praline.
Mm-hmm.
Then I folded some of that into my beaten egg whites and sugar, put it into my soufflé dish, and then baked it. Then when I took it out of the oven, the soufflé sank like it should, and then I unmolded it, and that's what you had.
And let me tell you, folks, it was fabulous.
Even though I made it wrong.
It was very good. Come back next week for
The Food Guys. Guys.